need to check this journal.
We're live.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 14th. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 9 of our agenda. Congresswoman Shaw, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day as we change seasons and continue on with the work that we have to do as elected officials. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for your graciousness and for providing the things that we need to take care of our people, Lord. Lord, please bless our children, take care of our elders and servicemen and women, and those in mourning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of September 12, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday. The first bill was ONCA 2382. It's an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch for the Osage Nation for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $2,643,719 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. The final roll call vote was, the final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. The next bill we reviewed was bill number ONCA 23-103. An act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $145,100 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene.
Thank you.
The last bill we reviewed was Resolution Number ONCR 23-23. It's a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Paycom Payroll LLC for payroll services to CC Bacow. Please excuse my language. Final committee action was do pass as properly engrossed. We have 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. We are now in reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Good morning to you, Assistant Chief, and everyone here. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met to discuss ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $17,427,423 in tribal and non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor, co-sponsors, Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Lemon. We met on the 12th of September. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rebar, Lemon, Hamilton, Tillman, Keene, and Stabler. We also met to discuss ONCA 23-85, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, co-sponsors, Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass with amendments with yes votes from Rebar, Lemon, Hamilton, Tillman, Keene, and Stabler. We amended in section 10, the CDFI. We actually struck that section. We amended section 16, DNR domestic, lines 567 and a half. We struck 125,000 and insert zero, line 569 and a half. Unrestricted revenue, we struck zero and inserted 125,000. We also amended section 17 of the DNR meat facility on line 613 and a half. We struck 600,000 and inserted zero. And on line 16 and a half, we, under restricted revenue, struck zero and inserted 600,000. Under DNR's harvest land, under line 659 and a half, under program revenue, we struck 50,000, inserted zero, and in line 661 and a half, under restricted revenue, we struck zero and inserted 50,000. Under section 26, ENR services, we amended line 1028 and a half under tribal appropriation, struck zero and inserted $722,777. And under line 1029 and a half under program revenue, we struck $722,777 and inserted zero and adjusted the totals accordingly. Congresswoman Lemon had also an amendment to 2385 under line 2913 and a half. Under tribal appropriation, we struck 40,425 and inserted 100,425. And under line 2929 and a half, under professional fees, we struck zero and inserted 60,000, and we adjusted the totals accordingly. We also had an amendment in the same bill on page 64, line 2923, we inserted 5,000. And on line 2924, we inserted 5,000 and adjusted the totals accordingly. We also met to discuss Bill 2387, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,000. I apologize. It was $1,920,920 for restricted land maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Tillman, Keene, Stabler. Congressman Hamilton was absent. We also reviewed bill number ONCA 23-101, an act to establish requirements and restrictions for assistance with improvements and maintenance of restricted land owned or held in life estate by individuals within the territory of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Tillman, Keene, and Stabler, and Mr. Hamilton was absent. We also met to discuss ONCA 23-105, an act to provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $629,605 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor with co-sponsor Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was a due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Keene, Stabler. Absent was Hamilton and Tillman. The amendments and the explanation, we made a motion on page 3, lines 113, in salary and wages, insert $30,150. Same page, lines 114, in employee benefits, insert $2,756. Same page, lines 115, in travel, strike $3,300 and insert $6,600 and adjust totals accordingly. And that's all that I have, Speaker, from Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Congresswoman, was that last one that you read out, 23-105?
Yes, ma'am, ONCA 23-105.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and everyone listening in. The Government Operations Committee met yesterday on Bill ONCA 23-92, an act to establish a maternity and paternity benefit for employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Eli Potts. Co-sponsor is Congressman Billy Keene. Like I said, we met yesterday. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. We amended the maternal leave time from 15 weeks to decrease it to 12 weeks, and the paternal leave time increased it to 8 from 3 weeks. We also amended the title, the name. We struck Employee Rights Act of 2024 and inserted Maternity and Paternity Leave Act. The final committee action, like I said, is due pass with amendments, and it was a unanimous vote with Keene, Maker, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Lemon. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The Health and Social Services Committee met on September 13th to discuss ONCA 2383. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 5 in favor, Stabler, Redcorn, Hamilton, Maker, and Big Horse, and 1 absent, Lemon. Committee also met on ONCA 2385. I just have to read that. ONCA 2385 is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 5 in favor, Stabler, Redcorn, Hamilton, Maker, and Big Horse, and Lemon absent. Committee also met on September 6th and also on September 13th on ONCR 2321, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of CCOPACA's Board Annual Plan of Operations for fiscal year 2024. I am the sponsor. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. The voting results were 5 in favor, Big Horse, Hamilton, Maker, Red Corn, and Stabler, and 1 absent, Lemon. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills or resolutions. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. This bill is a collection of grants that are going straight to the health system, the CCOPACA health system, so therefore are not part of the executive branch. So at this time, I'd like to read in ONCA 23108, an act to provide an appropriation to CCOPACA in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds to establish an alternate effective date. At this time, I'd also like to make a motion to waive the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 23108 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 23108 will be placed on first reading on today's agenda. We are still on introduction of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning again, everyone. I'm introducing bill number ONCA 23-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $119,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief Celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief Statue Unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 23-109 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 23-109 will be on first reading on today's agenda. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 23108 to provide an appropriation to CCOPACA in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-109. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $119,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief Celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief Statue Unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. ONCA 23-108 will be assigned to appropriations and ONCA 23-109 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Revard.
Good morning, Benny. General Order, Day 1, second reading in ONCA 23-81, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2396, an act to amend 11 ONC 4102 of the Higher Education Scholarship to increase the amount per credit hour to adjust for tuition increases at higher education institutions and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, colleagues. ONCR 2318. It's a resolution to authorize the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian land and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2024.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Congressman Keene.
ONCR 2320 is a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal years 24 and 25, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2399, an act to provide an appropriation to CC Alpaca for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $1,838,820 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading on the next agenda, the next session agenda. We are now on general order day three, amendments voted on and the order received. Seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2382, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $2,643,719 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll wait my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2382 pass?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-103 is an act to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $145,100 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. This bill, as described in the title, is will affect this budget by 145, or this multiple budgets by $145,100. These are FY22 dollars, and these are modifications to the child care quality and family pres and homeowner assistant fund. And the reason we moved it down the agenda was so that the director under the Family Pres Department, or Social Services, I should say, would be able to utilize her funds to serve our folks in a timely manner. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-103 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCR 2323, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Paycom Payroll LLC for payroll services to CC Apica. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2323 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Thank you. It passes. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Shaw?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Congressional Affairs Committee will meet IFS to noon today. We'll start at 10:45, as long as that gives staff enough time.
Thank you. Congresswoman Redcorn?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Education Committee will meet this afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Government Operations Committee will be meeting tomorrow, 9:15, 2023, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Cultural Committee will be meeting tomorrow, September the 15th, from 1 to 4.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to notice that the membership committee will meet at 9 a.m. on Monday the 18th.
9 a.m. Monday the 8th. Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to notice that the Appropriations Committee will meet on Monday the 18th, IFS, until 5 p.m.
That's it. Okay, thank you. The next item is adjournment. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn until Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. We will be adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m.